A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Hey, good morning. I hope your Christmas Eve has gone off to a great start. It is, of course, the Breakfast Huddle here on Money FM 89.3. That time of the year, you go out to all the parties. Now, I get renting a watch or jewelry, but this one, this is quite interesting. You renting dresses?
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, I've done it before. Oh. Hey, dresses cost a lot, especially if you have to attend a high-ticket event, and some of them can run into five figures even.
Okay.
It's nice to have one. Maybe you'd want to acquire the dress that you want to get married in just for sentimental reasons.
Sure.
But if you're attending an event or you're hosting something, you might just actually want to loan a dress and then send it back. And for many people, you can't actually get that special outfit or gown at, say, the price that you want. But if you want rent it, it sort of considerably brings the price down and you can fork out less to get something greater.
And you look great in photos as well.
Of course.
Fair enough, fair enough. A few entrepreneurs have banked on this model of sharing, the sharing economy. It seems to be paying off. A couple of names out there already getting some traction include Style Theory, Covatella, Rent a Dress, Runway Ren, and our guest this morning is from Style Lease.
We managed to get her in, Ang Jin Yuan, hardworking Ang Jin Yuan, founder and creative director of Style Lease. Good morning, Jin Yuan.
Hi, Money.
Nice to see you here. You have a business of renting dresses. First up, tell Elliot about this because he's a little like, how can you wear some DLs has already worn? What's behind this idea?
Okay, so it's really an issue that I faced when I was working as well. So we have many events that's going on, and where I was, we have many gala dinners.
Okay.
So it doesn't really make sense to keep purchasing. And as you mentioned, because there's social media as well, so that actually aids in this renting concept as well. So people do not want to be seen repeating their outfits. And it's more of practicality rather than affordability.
You were in the high-end finance industry, weren't you?
Wealth management, yes.
Wealth management, that's right. So like you say, you had to attend galas and such. So what, among the wealth managers, you guys had a pool of dresses? Was this how this idea started? And then you kind of like just swapped?
That would have made things a lot easier. So it all started during Christmas season as well. So there was Black Friday. So I actually just purchased one shot in bulk, and because there was some discount. So I just started and I thought it makes sense. So yeah, that's how it started.
Kiddo. Yep.
All this 4 years ago, and you started from your bedroom. Today, you've expanded to a 1,200 square foot showroom in Circular Road. I'd like to ask, what type of monthly users, what type of consumer growth are you seeing these days?
It actually varies. So we have peak season. So peak season is actually Q1 leading up to Q2, as well as thereafter Q4, which is this season.
Okay.
And so the users vary. So we can average about 400 to 500. But during last season, which is mid of the year, it could actually more than halved as well.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's quite a bit of a drop. Okay.
All right. And when you say this Q4, I can understand because that's where the Christmas parties are. So you must be like all rented out, aren't you? Half of your dresses are gone.
There's still some selection for you if you want to come by.
Okay. I see.
Last minute shopping.
Not,
sure.
Not too bad then. But Q1 and Q2, what's so significant about that time of the year?
So many companies closing at year end, so they have their award seasons during March and April as well. So that's Q1 leading up to like mid of Q2.
Mm.
Right.
Well, you mentioned in the middle of the year, you're talking about June, that would be Q3, thereabout. That's where your rental becomes
drops.
Half. It does drop. You obviously have rent to account for, staffing to account for. So I'd like to ask, how do you manage during that period?
So we have different campaigns. Just recently, we launched like Unlimited. So for 3 months, so when we have excess, right, inventory, so we can work out something like Unlimited subscription. So it's not like a monthly subscription that goes on, but rather a bundle that consumers can use for 3 months and they pay a lesser amount. So we actually tap on this to make use of the excess inventory as well, the clothing. While it makes sense to customers who do have wedding events or other events during this period as well.
Okay, okay. So you target different markets in that period, a bit of promo to help out. We're speaking, of course, to Ang Jin Yuan. She's the founder and creative director of Style Lease. This morning's conversation is all about renting dresses, the sharing economy.
You know, there's probably a segment of the population that's not really convinced to try out your service. What do you think is holding them back?
Those people are scared to share.
There would be the Elliots, right?
There would be people. So it's more personality. So if they do not like that, then that's not our customer base for that.
So you don't try and convince them.
I think at this point of time, people do not need convincing because this sharing economy thing is quite prevalent in the market as already. So they are actually open to that. And yeah.
And then the ones who are in your core demographics, what's the age, the kind of background that they're from?
So most of our customers, age group, range 25 to about 40. And they are mostly professionals, the working class.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we shifted to Circular Road at Boat Quay. So we're closer to them. And they can come by during like lunchtime and after work. It's more convenient.
I see. Right. Okay.
Let's ask about the fees you charge. This time of the year, people need a gown for, say, a year-end ball versus a wedding. Do you guys rent out wedding gowns as well?
Bridal
gowns.
We have recently launched that series as well for evening, bridal evening. Not so much of the white ones.
The white ones, yeah. What's the price range like?
So our selection ranges from 90 to 160. That's our main selection. So we do have a premium range that starts from 280. Okay. And our bridal series, they range 380 to about 680 right now.
Do you insure your dresses? Is there such a thing in case, you know, someone spills wine on it? It can happen, right?
Self-insured.
Oh, self-insured. Oh, dear.
Own self pay to own self fix.
No, but I think this is a market here if you can get these dresses insured.
Okay, is there an insurance guy listening? Maybe we could come up with a new product.
I'm Jin Yuan, is who you want to go speak to.
But then, for sure, like Elliot has alluded to, there's wear and tear in your dresses. So how do you manage that? Who does the assessments? And how generally does all this get fixed?
So week on week, we have our team doing working on this to assess and to check on these dresses. And we have an in-house seamstress that does the repairs and to fix, like, let's say, the beadings, the embellishments as well. Yeah.
Okay. And then how many times do you generally rent an outfit out before you have to toss it for good?
It depends on the material, the dresses as well. So some pieces, we have it rented out more than 10 times, and it's still in pristine condition, while we have pieces, the heavily beaded ones, so they may drop off quite easily and delicate. And so after a third use, you begin to see like signs of wear and tear.
Yeah, dresses starting to get bare. Yeah.
Yes.
What happens to those dresses? You toss them out, recycle them, or sell them at the cheap?
We try to fix them if we could, but if, let's say, if it's really beyond, if it doesn't look like good enough to be rented out, so we retire these pieces, so we sell them during our sample sale.
Okay. Right. Well, it sounds you've got a pretty solid business plan. And with the sharing economy on the rise, do you worry about competitors? What sets you apart from them?
It's not difficult to bring in dresses, I think. So I think the curation, for one thing, the selection. So customers come because of our curation as well. And number two, ultimately, I think it's an inventory as well as logistic business. Mm. So during peak season, a heavy season, is how the company can actually handle the volume as well. So customer service, this actually leads on to customer service as well.
And stylist has good taste, that's what she says.
And so is it your curation?
With my team.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So we have a team that we work together with our labels as well. Like,
how many people work for Stylist, if you don't mind me asking?
Three of us, 3%, including me.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we have two part timers as well during peak seasons.
Yeah. Mm. You know, when you guys first came about together with the other dress rental agencies here in Singapore, we all thought it was a real novel idea. And, you know, we were really interested all going to websites and things like that. Especially, I host events. I love renting dresses. But do you see a future for this? I mean, how long more do you suppose this is going to be very appealing to women?
In fact, I think this might be a new channel to retailing. So it may get larger for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because if there are just more events to attend and more, yeah, it really makes sense. I mean, people start to see the practicality, and even starting where South Thierry is going, it's more of, they're not replacing, but I think it's offering another channel to retailing as well. So how they actually, for South Thierry, it's more of ready to wear. Mm-hmm. So they do a subscription basis as well for that.
Sure.
Yeah. I think I read about this. Yes. You subscribe for X amount of dollars a month, and you can pick up 3 dresses every month or every week or something
That's
like that.
Cool. Okay.
So you don't have to have a wardrobe.
And how many steps ahead are you thinking? Do you make projections like 3 years, 5 years down the road, what your business will be like?
For now, we have plans for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the different product segments as well as the different campaigns that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So but the year after, we might have plans to actually look at having another outlet somewhere else.
Okay.
All right. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. Ang Jin Yuan, founder and creative director of Stylist. And Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.